Here we go again. Life's a carousel. It just keeps turning. Oh, God. That's our new catchphrase.
That's really depressing.
Life's a carousel. It just keeps turning. Okay. That's enough of an existential crisis for today.
Today is Friday, November 22nd, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 2 p.m. I'm Editor-in-Chief Liana Norman, and today I am here with Spinnaker's weather anchor and staff reporter, Miller Mott. Miller, tell me about your top story of the week.
It came to Spinnaker's attention that President Szymanski was approved by the Board of Trustees for a $15,000 initiation fee to the Ponte Vedra Country Club, and his membership fees will be covered. And so when we were looking into this, we found out that President Szymanski this year will make up to $575,000, which is over $500,000. And it goes into different things such as base salary. He has a $2,000 a month car allowance, $36,000 relocation fee for moving here, $45,000 a year housing allowance, and he can get a bonus of up to $65,000 a year.
All of this is adding up pretty quickly. And if I'm not mistaken, it rings in around $575,000 a year.
Exactly. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and university presidents do get paid a lot of money. How does this stack up against other Florida universities?
So it's kind of in the middle for Florida universities, for four-year universities. But it's interesting. We came across there is a Florida law that says university presidents can only make $200,000 a year max. So what a lot of universities do to bypass this law, this is in Florida and in other states, they pay their presidents through foundations. So President Szymanski is paid through the UNF Foundation, and that's how he's able to make as much money as he does.
The news here is that the UNF Foundation the Board of Trustees unanimously voted for money to be extracted from the UNF Foundation to pay for Szymanski's Ponte Vedra Inn and Club membership.
Exactly.
Do we know how much this club membership runs?
We do not. I reached out to the club to ask, and they wouldn't give me any estimate on how much his membership costs, and they wouldn't give me any numbers on what a normal membership costs, what a business membership costs, what a public figure's membership costs. They were really secretive about the way they run it. They say that they screen their members, and it's kind of wild. On the Board of Trustees thing, though, John Alaska, the student body president, also voted in favor of this. And it's also important to note that this membership is pretty important for him for fundraising. Mm-hmm. That we reached out to John Delaney, the ex-president of UNF, and he said that this is an investment worth putting in, that
it's valuable.
A university president will make $1 to $2 million a year for the UNF Foundation, or a month, $1 to $2 million a month for the UNF Foundation. After the recession, President Delaney had his own memberships, and he paid for his own memberships after the recession.
So what the kicker here is not that our president belongs to Ponte Vedra Inn and Club.
Not at all.
What we're drawing attention to is the fact that the university is paying for it.
Exactly.
We did find that this is common amongst universities. When you reached out to the Board of Trustees and when you reached out to John Alaska, what did they say about this? Because as students, we don't know that that's a common practice. We don't know that that's valuable. So what was their defense?
So their defense is that they said it's common, that it's used for fundraising. But UNF is only one of four colleges in Florida to give their president a country club membership. Other universities, their presidents pay for their country club memberships and other things. So it's interesting to note.
All right. Thank you, Miller.
Thank you.
Stick around, because when we get back, we're going to talk about a baseball player that transitioned into being a UNF basketball player.
Monday, Monday, Monday through Friday, Spinning a Radio is looking for new DJs. Live DJs every day of the week. Come on down to the second floor of the Student Union today!
Or email the program director at program@unfspinnaker.com.
We need DJs! 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 And it could be you!
I am here with Drew McDonald. He is our sports editor. Drew, tell me about your top story of the week.
Yeah, I'll add quite the story for you this week.
Okay.
So I have a guy named Josh Endicott. He is a forward for the UNF men's basketball team here at on campus, but originally his story started on the baseball diamond. He was actually a baseball player for Cincinnati, but he had a fortunate injury while sledding on a lunch tray that forced him out of his baseball career.
He had an injury while sledding on a lunch tray?
Yes.
Explain that to me.
I will, Yana. So he's from Tennessee. You don't really get much snow in Tennessee. Since in Cincinnati, though, it's Ohio, they have much more snow. It's more north. Him and his buddies went sledding on cafeteria trays, or as we say, lunch trays. And he was sledding down there, and the last time he went down, he had a bump on the snow. He separated his shoulder from his collarbone, then developed the AC joint, and he tore all of the ligaments and tendons around it.
Okay. So, he was playing baseball in Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm. He was sledding, hit an injury. How on earth did he end up as a UNF basketball player?
That is quite the tale that I'm about to tell here. So when he hurt himself, he went back to his house in Tennessee with his parents. And in high school, he was actually a standout basketball player. He won awards. His parents said, you know, you're 6'8", you know, why don't you try basketball again? He said, sure. So he went to a community college in Tennessee. He balled out like a champ. And then he got attention from the coach. And fun fact, he got a call from the coach at Buffalo Wild Wings with his friends.
Okay.
Yeah, so the coach called him, and they talked for hours, and he really loved the relationship between him and the coaches. Next thing you know, he's playing for UNF, and he played in the first game this year against the Gators.
And how did he do?
He had won 3 for 3, so he was perfect from shooting from the field. He's been a really big role this year as a really tall guy to get rebounds, but he's been a key part of this team, and possibly he's teased a return to the mound in the future for UNF.
All right. Thank you, Drew.
No problem.
Stick around, because when we get back, we're going to talk about Brand's Day of Remembrance here at UNF.
Hey folks, this is your captain speaking. We've reached a cruising altitude of 10,000 feet. The seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please feel free to move about the cabin. We may be experiencing some turbulence on the remainder of the flight. No need to worry. We have the relaxing, easy hits from 95.5 WSKR Spinnaker Radio.
I'm here with Katie Bowers. She is our video editor. Katie, tell me about your top story of the week.
All right. So yesterday was the Trans Day of Remembrance, and that is a holiday, an international holiday, that occurs every year, and it is to remember all of the transgendered lives that were lost over the course of the year.
And are these lives that are lost due to hate crimes?
Yes, all the lives that were lost are due to fatal violent crimes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the history of the Trans Day of Remembrance?
Yeah, definitely. So it is a international holiday that occurs annually. And it was started by a transgender woman who wanted to honor the life of Rita Hester, who is a transgender woman who was killed in 1998. And her case has still not been solved yet. And so this holiday was created in order to remember all of the lives that were lost over the course of the year due to fatal violent crimes against transgendered people.
And have any of these violent crimes happened here in Jacksonville?
Actually, a lot of them have. There's a pretty big issue within Jacksonville of Black and Latina transgendered people being murdered.
Did the university or the LGBTQ Center do anything to recognize yesterday's Day of Remembrance?
Yeah, so the LGBT Resource Center, they made signs last week in order to just bring awareness to this to this event, really, and just try to remember all the lives that were lost. So if you or a friend are looking for a safe space on campus, there is the counseling center, there's the LGBT resource center, there are several spaces that are considered safe spaces on campus. And at these safe spaces, there are little stickers that say it, so you'll be able to know what places are safe and what places aren't.
We will be back with another episode of Uni News on Friday, December 6th, right after we get back from Thanksgiving break. Special thanks to Miller Mott, our weather anchor and our staff reporter, Katie Bowers, our video editor, Drew McDonald, our sports editor, myself, and our wonderful audio engineer, Madison Roberts. For more of the top stories of the week, you can head over to unfspinnaker.com. I'm Liana Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend and Thanksgiving, everyone.